And we are live. Welcome everybody to Live at the Hive episode 221. Live at the Hive, digital marketing from the trenches. I am Dan Nedelko.
I'm Stacey DeSantis.
I am Sajita Gadekar.
That way. For all those listening on the for all those listening on the podcast, I was pointing at my teammates that were introducing themselves. So welcome, and today we are going to be talking about the top social media hacks to drastically boost audience engagement and views. There you go. We're done.
That's we're done.
It.
Okay, let's go.
Bye. Yes. So as the teeming masses flock in, the millions of people to the number one podcast in the world, we just beat out Joe Rogan. I would like to welcome all the millions that are joining us right now. And also, I would like to say, if you are watching us on YouTube, hit that like and subscribe. On Facebook, hit that follow. On Twitter, retweet us. On Twitch, drop a bit. Where else are we? On LinkedIn, just say hi. And one of the things that's important to say, if you are watching this on the podcast, you can always shoot us an email, drop a comment on any one of our socials. And if you're catching this recorded, which is what the vast majority of people do, these intros are getting longer. The more social, it used to be like hit like and subscribe, and now it takes 10 minutes to go through everything. Please feel free to comment in the chat or on the threads, and we will answer you whether we're live or whether we're not. I'm out of breath.
Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste. My voice mod, my stream deck isn't working, which just gives me.
Oh, so we have to make our own.
Yeah, problems. We got problems here, folks. That's okay.
What the heck was that?
That's my nuke alert.
Oh. Very timely.
Emotional damage.
Yeah. Bring him back. I'm bringing back all of the sound effects today. There we go. Okay, now hopefully I'm not being too annoying for those of you listening as we get started. But beyond the hello team, hello peoples, hello Pippa, that's my Peppa Pig voice. Anyways, sorry, I have a 3-year-old. Hello April, hello Paige. Hello, Brandon. April, too soon. Dan, too soon. What did I do? Something? Oh, I did something. Oh, inappropriate for cultural affairs. Oops. Okay, let's not do that anymore. Sorry, folks. So let's get back on track. Social media hacks. Oops. And when we talk about social media, we're not talking about hacking anything like in a negative way. But really, what it comes down to is oftentimes and Sajita and Stacey, obviously, feel free to chime in here. What we see are businesses and people using social media as effectively a one-way communication, just posting fairly dry and not very social content, and also not using the platforms in the way that they're actually intended to be used. I think that's going to be a few topics we're going to talk about. Right, ladies?
Absolutely. I think a lot of people forget the social in social media.
Yeah, oh. Totally. Oh. Pippa is dropped. The comment theme intro is like the Star Wars intro. Maybe next time. Oh, yeah. Well, that's a TikTok meme going on right now.
Yeah.
If you followed it. I think it started with Costco, where someone panned over a Costco, kind of like Star Wars text. But yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I'm a bit addicted to TikTok.
Replying to Pippa, April saying, I'd also be down to watch Star Wars with B commentary. Yeah, maybe we can get Star Wars Theory to join us. For anybody that isn't a nerd, that doesn't live mostly on YouTube, even though I'm pushing 50, I just can't grow up. Star Wars Theory is one of the biggest Star Wars commentary YouTube channels around. And he's Canadian.
Oh, I didn't know he was Canadian.
Oh, yeah, he sure is. He's a Vancouver guy. Anyhow, let's get back on track. So we're going to talk social media. We're going to talk some of the tools and some of the tips that the team has used here. We're also going to talk about, this is something that, for many years ago, especially when paid, really kind of kicked media creators and business pages in the teeth. Facebook changed the algorithm where you used to get like great virality organically, and then that all changed. Life just all of a sudden the tap got turned off. We do have a really cool organic paid boosting strategy that will also appeal to the organic algorithms, and those are important. I think we're also going to be talking about some of the ways you can filter and some of the other tools like Stitches and Duets on TikTok, and how you can, and this is important, probably one of the most important is, let's see, how you must train the algorithm. So when people say, hey, you know, my feeds look like garbage on LinkedIn or whatever channel it might be, you train that algorithm. You also influence the algorithm with your own behavior. And so there are very simple tools you can use to train that algorithm. And I got a good TikTok one that I know works because I've tested it out as well. So why don't we get going? I think I did the intro, didn't I?
Kind of, yes.
That's okay. For anybody listening, I just want to be clear that our presentations that we put together are they're meant to enhance. They're not meant to guide anything, right? So we will deviate from the script a bit. We'll jump around a little bit. But if you're listening on the podcast, don't be concerned. Don't worry. You're not missing anything substantial. And we've also got Courtney here. Hello, Courtney. Welcome. Mm-hmm. All right.
Hi.
So Stacey,
Hello.
Looks like I'm lording over people right now. Let me do that. There we go. This works. All right. So Stacey, why don't you kick us off and guide us into this?
Oh, okay. So you want to talk about like the kind of like a overarching?
Yeah, just the points that are up there. Oh,
I can do that. So there's a lot of ways that you can quote unquote hack or actually optimize your content so that way you get more eyeballs on it and mm-hmm. also get the engagement that you're looking for. So we're going to talk about how to repost properly, how to do it on TikTok as well, how to use filters and sounds, all those cool effects that you see when you're posting on either Instagram Reels or on TikToks, how to incorporate trending sounds and also using green screens and so much more. So ready to get rocking and rolling?
Yeah. And we've got, like I said, we've got a few bonus items here. And Sachita is here with us today also to talk about, I think this is important too. You know, you hear a lot of people talking about paid on social and then like a silo and it's organic. They work together more than people, I think, more than people realize, to be honest.
Yeah, they're definitely peanut butter and jam.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Great. All right. So how to repost properly. I think this is Stacey's speciality, isn't it?
So one of the things that we kind of say a lot at The Hive is work smarter, not harder. And it's always really great to take a piece of content that maybe performed really great on another platform and then reformat it or repost it so that way it you can actually leverage that virality of that piece. But maybe it's not something that you've created on your own. Maybe it's something that someone else has created that you feel that you could leverage. So there's a couple of different things that we're going to get into when it talks about reposting your content properly. Mm-hmm. One of them is making sure you have the right dimensions, making sure that the way that you formatted that content makes sense for that specific platform. Like how do you take maybe an Instagram reel and maybe post it as, I don't know, a feed post or whatever it is. There's lots of different ways you can slice and dice it. But we're going to get into that a little bit today. Mm-hmm. And then also understanding how to go about reposting content where you're actually giving credit to the actual content creator. Because as we all know, as content creators, it's not a snap your fingers type of situation. There's a lot of thought that goes into it. So you always want to make sure that you're giving proper you know, credit.
Attribution and credit. Yeah. And our good friend Dan Duran is joining us saying, don't repost from TikTok onto other channels. Insta and YouTube algorithms ding you for that. Yes, that would be correct, especially if you're using the watermarked versions. Instagram definitely does not like that. That was actually a meme that was going on when Instagram Reels were released. Was the joke was everybody was reposting their TikToks, and TikTok actually got way more visibility than Instagram did on Instagram itself. One trick, and we have done this to great effect with our YouTube Shorts channel, less so with Insta. I would definitely agree. TikTok to Insta, they do have other ways of detecting that. There's a site called SnapTik, snaptik.com, and you can input a TikTok URL, and it will remove the watermarking, the branding from it, and download a copy, which you can then use on your YouTube Shorts channel. Now, here's just a couple of tips. Number one, always give credit. And there's a reason for this. If you find something, especially from a creator of the same size, it's a great way to provide feedback to another creator who may be of your size. And that could be a collab in the making. That's how you can open the door to collaboration. So let's say I'm really into Dan Duran's YouTube channel, for example, and he's got a bunch of shorts there. And if I want to try to get his attention in a good way, not a bad way, so I spend a spend a dedicated amount of time testing these little weird, silly things out to poke the algorithm. And I'll do these tests for like usually a week at a time just to see if they kind of work in a little petri dish. And then we try it on some of our clients' sites. And then when we see success, then we roll it into production. I think that's really the only way to kind of figure this out. But yeah, little tricksies. So just to talk about this a little bit, use SnapTik. You could pull that. Go to YouTube. Find that creator. Definitely tag them. If they're on TikTok, tag them directly as well. And then what you can do is add to this. So when we say reposting, we're going to talk a little bit about this. But the one example that's on this slide here, and if you're listening to the podcast, obviously you won't see it. But you can do, in a sense, like reactions. So you take a TikTok, create an Insta Reel, add stickers to it, add some commentary to it, tag the other person, and now you've made the internet happy for what it really wants, right? The last thing you want to do, and there are channels like this, there are channels that they just repost other people's content and don't give them credit, and it's a sad thing to see.
Yeah, and I think like you're saying, there are so many different ways that you can actually start that conversation with that other content creator. Where before it was all about the regram, right? Using the regram app, and you know, they would have a little credit at the bottom. But now it's like, do a stitch with them, do a reply, you know, get that interaction going, start that conversation, because that is a great way to build on collaborating with other content creators.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things, and I'll get into this, but particularly in a niche when your audiences aren't as big, right? So for example, Dan does cybersecurity. That does that. It's not that that's a small niche, but it's certainly a lot smaller than something that, like, I don't know, Logan Paul or any big, huge, generic entertainment creator might go towards. So you've got a better opportunity in your niche to find these collaborators. And here's a little process for collaborations and on the reposting side. Is number one, go into their accounts and comment and reply to their comments. If you reply to their comment and they're not too big, they're going to see and they're going to reply to you. And then you start to do that like 4 or 5 times. I mean, don't do it 17 times in a day. That's a little creepy. But one of the things that you can do is, and you build up this relationship. So I'll give you one example. There's a guy that I actually really enjoy his TikToks. I think Dan Duran has anxiety over stitches. I'm not quite sure. not the variety that repairs you, but TikToks.
I think he prefers the duet over the stitch. Right? Because it's like almost like you're snitching on someone.
Yeah, I guess so. But again, it's all in the nuance of how you present it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy's name is Stephen Pope. He's got a great TikTok channel. He talks a lot about codeless automations. I love that topic because I like making little robots do things for me so I don't have to do them myself. And just as an example, he talked about how you can use Zoom to record podcasts. And then I went in and just said, hey, just a tip, if you're going to use Zoom and you've got a good quality mic, go into your settings and turn on the original sound setting, which means Zoom won't suppress and compress your audio. I just added to his a little bit, right? And you know, he started replying. And so you build up relationships this way. And it's really, really quite easy to do. Again, social media network. Being social.
Another quick tip I have too is if you go on to another content creators where you're looking to collaborate with them, also go to where they have been tagged in other people's posts. And then you even have an opportunity to, it's like the 6 degrees of separation.
Yep.
Continue to really hone in on that, like laser focus on that specific market and find other people that you might want to connect with as well. Mm-hmm. And maybe do something with both of them, right? Yep. So it's just, yeah, don't forget to be social.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, and this whole talk of reposting also leads into collaborations. And one of the things that I often hear from people, especially with smaller channels, is like, I'm not big enough to collaborate. I don't know who to collaborate with. And like, I don't even know how to get started. It's sitting right there in front of you, right?
It's not about the size of your audience. It's about the value of the content that you can bring to the table.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's, Stacey, I know you're doing. I feel we're racing Dan Duran's anxiety levels here. He's saying, do it, stitch equals clenched teeth emoji. You can do it, my friend. It's kind of like this with the actually of anybody, to be honest with you. I'll just put this on pause again. Dan Duran's a pretty amazing guy. He taught himself English, and now he's got a podcast and a live stream, and you would never even know that English. I honestly could barely tell that English is a second language, and he's like multilingual. So dude, if you could do that and everything you're doing, you can do duets and stitches. I 100% guarantee you can.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so Stacey, maybe you can guide us through. And Sachita, feel free to jump in anytime, but I know that we're going to talk more on the paid side and boosting strategies that you can use with your organic content.
Yep.
I don't want you to feel like you're not participating today. And what's your, Sachita, what's your go-to, by the way, just as a straw poll here, what is your go-to social network? Everybody's got like their go-tos.
Instagram.
Insta?
Okay. Yeah, Insta Reels. Just because a lot of my friends and family are in India and TikTok, unfortunately, is banned there.
Ah, okay. So Reels is the TikTok of India.
Right, yeah.
It's the one that took over? Okay, cool. Stacey, how about you?
Definitely TikTok. It's my TV now. Mm-hmm. You know, I can spend, I go down a wormhole and forget about it.
Yeah, you got to watch yourself there. You got to watch yourself on TikTok especially. But yeah, I would say that honestly, my personal use of Instagram has gone down drastically since TikTok. Dan just beat me. But my number one is actually YouTube. I consume, like I don't watch any TV. I do, I shouldn't say that, but I don't watch any like traditional TV. But YouTube sucks me into both short and long form commentary because it's got two happening at the same time. Anyways, little deviation there just for fun. All right, so let's talk, Stacey, about maybe some reposting on TikTok fun stuff.
Yeah, so the great thing about TikTok is that if you can get incredible organic reach still. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, when we were just talking about like Instagram and Facebook, it's almost becoming like a pay-to-play model. And then with TikTok, you can really hop on like a trending sound or a certain kind of effect that is going on, you know, especially if you're creating a video and you go to the trending effects, you can see exactly what's going on there and mm-hmm. utilize one of those. And right now they have one where if you use a certain sound and you have a video that's only 7 seconds long, you're like almost guaranteed to go viral. So there's lots of different ways that you can repost on TikTok by taking something that's already gone viral and just leveraging it a bit. So that way, maybe you're doing a duet and you also use the same effect or you're reacting to that trending sound. By leveraging that kind of content, you're really setting your account up for an easy win.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting. I think especially this is more for businesses as well. And I think this is something that a lot of businesses miss. I would say I talk to a lot of businesses during a week. Our sales calls aren't really sales calls. They're like solution consultations to learn about their business and like actually give them real help. I would say 9 out of 10 businesses are only using the most basic posting in each one of those feeds. And that's a real big mistake, right?
Yeah, I think it's like right now, I think a lot of businesses are overcoming a fear factor of TikTok. They're starting to warm up to it a little bit, but they're still like, oh, like how would my brand even remotely resonate on there? And now TikTok is kind of like, we were talking about Reddit earlier. It's almost like you can find any type of niche on TikTok.
Yes.
That's imaginable, Reddit is, you know?
Yeah. Oh, it's true. And I mean, look, you know, at the end of the day, what this all has come down to is where Reddit set the bar years ago for this, which is there is no one TikTok. There are hundreds of TikToks, and like there are hundreds of YouTubes. There are thousands. As a side note, Reddit is one of the most incredible websites and apps in the world. Like literally anything in the world that you're interested in. If you're into worm farming, you will find a passionate and engaged worm farming community on Reddit that will tell you everything you ever needed to know about worm farming. And they do it for free. It's really, really cool. And so I think, you know, get used to these features that exist on each platform and understand that the base news feed, well, TikTok's a little different because TikTok's all brand new, right? But Instagram, for example, that main feed is really, I wouldn't say it's like useless, but it's far less important than it was before Reels and Shorts and some of the other things that they've got in there.
Okay. Yeah, but like a lot of businesses, like you were saying, like look at Duolingo or even look at like the Home Depot theme song. If you're like a DIYer and you want to start collaborating with Home Depot, use their sound. Like it's that simple.
That's a segue.
Yeah.
There you go.
Da-dun-dun.
Da-dun-dun. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was like,
I didn't want to cut you off there. I didn't mean to cut you off at all.
No. It's fine. So you know, it's really important to understand how you can leverage trending sounds. So a lot of people may think, oh, well, I actually have to, like, you have to use the sound in your video, but you do have the power to actually control the volume on your video. So let's say you have a tutorial or you have maybe like I like TikTok for cooking recipes because I'm an old lady and that's what I like to do. Anyway, and so a lot of people will have like the recipes that they're showing and then they'll have the sound underneath, but they have reduced the volume. So if someone is searching on their TikTok or trying to discover new TikToks that use that sound, you're going to show up in that explore tab just by using the sound. How simple is that?
Yeah, and another tip, and this again, this is for really geared to businesses, but for anybody, if you're a creator, is create a series of themes that you use, and then find the best way to post that. Like I said, what we see so many people doing is just, well, here's my content schedule. I've got my 30 posts for the month, and they're all going into the newsfeed. And maybe you're doing the right things, right? Maybe you're not doing the wrong things. You maybe got good content and you got nice visuals, but you've got to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to do, just as an example, Dan Duran does quick tips on his YouTube Shorts channel that I've seen, and then longer form videos on his main channel. So you find the appropriate channel and take advantage of it to seed the algorithm the way that you want to do it. Do not just go straight into the main newsfeed side of things.
Okay. Boom.
Okay, and so we already talked about that, but trending anything really. And feel free to jump in, ladies, anytime you want. And Sujita, please give us your any Insta insights you may have, but anything that's trending, but trending filters tends to be the case. And if you don't care that you're being facially recognized and, you know, your face
are you going deep state on us here?
Hey, it's true.
Yeah.
No, but the filters, especially new and trending filters. And typically with the filters come trends. Actually, the one that you posted today, Stacey, the science one, flowing through space, that's been trending on TikTok for I think about a week.
Oh yeah, I love that. And even this one here where they're running like they're Marie Antoinette, that was funny too. Mm-hmm. It was like I think they're like poker face or something, Lady Gaga, I don't know. But yeah, like you can have a lot of fun with it too. I've seen a lot of duets where people will do respond in the same filter as the other person. So it's almost like a little segue. As a mm-hmm. business, you could really have a lot of fun with this. Like trying to look, Ryanair, mm-hmm. they do a great job of that. They use the overlay to make it look like their planes are talking, you know, as they're coming in or if they're on the runway. Like there's really no limit to your creativity. It's just understanding those content pillars and making sure the content you are building aligns with those pillars. So that way you're really sticking with your niche audience.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So Dan is saying TikTok is 10 minutes long now. Great for tutorials. Yes, that is correct. I think one of the things that TikTok is really strong with right now is organic discoverability. Where it's not so good, and we're going to talk about this, is actually in its search features and how you find content specifically. Like YouTube has that nailed, right? That's where you go. Like YouTube is a place where people go to like how to whatever, right? But having said that, you know, where TikTok is strong, and this is another thing, I think it's super important for your social strategy and for all of these hacks, use the strongest trending features of that network at that time, right? Don't try to fit a square peg in a round hole. So I'll use the example that Dan just brought up. I think it'd be really interesting to test a 10-minute tutorial on TikTok. My feeling is that 3 minutes, like people could barely handle 3 minutes. I'd be really interested to see a test where you did 4 10-minute videos, right, in your normal thing. And how do people stick around on TikTok? Is it too ephemeral? It's too quick? And that maybe should be a YouTube thing that you do. But it's certainly interesting. But the strength of TikTok is using that discovery page. The discover page is one of the powerful parts. And I don't know, Stacey or Sachita, if you have anything to add to that, but I certainly do coming up in a second.
Yeah, I think we're going to get to the search filter. And personally, I love this, especially if we're trying to find certain pieces of content that we can repurpose. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't realize that when you go into the discovery tab, and let's say you write your string, whatever your search is, a whole list of videos are going to come up. But on the top right hand corner, there is mm-hmm. this wee little icon, and you click that and you can search via, you know, how long ago this was posted. Was it posted yesterday? Was it posted this week? You mm-hmm. know, and you can actually really find some pieces of content that are not only trending, but that are current and that might be relevant to what you want to repost or reshare on your account or duet or stitch. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't know that that is there, I don't think. And it's kind of hidden. So that's where TikTok has an area of opportunity for sure.
So this is a shocking, I've actually used the search filter since the beginning of TikTok. I mean, search is kind of the thing that I usually do rather than.
Of course you did though.
Like that's your. Well, it's a little bit of my jam. I love it. But yeah, so you go to the discover page, hit search. You'll see that little icon with the two little circles and the bars there. From a UX mm-hmm. perspective, it's not common. But then what you will see, yeah, you can see those search parameters come up. And this is actually a technique that we've started using over the past, say, month. And this is the strategy, okay? Rule number one, if it trended once, it will trend again, right? Yep. Like if it's popular once, it will do so again. So strategy number one is go to Reddit. Like, Reddit is the great grandpa of all of these up and coming apps, right? We've done it with several of our accounts that we've managed. We've gone in, like you said, you can find anything. You do some advanced searching, find things that trended recently and maybe even trended in the past if they're evergreen. Then go to TikTok and you can go in and find those search filters from specific periods of time. You can also go back and see your own has this ever happened to you? That you've gone into TikTok and then I saw this TikTok, but I didn't favorite it. I didn't save it. Instagram's
yes.
the
same way. Yeah.
Right. And now I can't find it. You're trying to find it. Yeah. So on TikTok, if you note this little side right there, the first option there is filter watched videos within the last 7 days. Hit that, apply the filter, and you will see every video that you have watched in the last 7 days. So you can find it. It's like your YouTube history, effectively, is what it is.
Amazing.
There you go.
That's a really good tip.
Yeah, it's a good one. There we go. I'm like useless without my Stream Deck active. It's the Stream Deck is saying voice mod needs to be active, but voice mod, it does this every once in a while. It's a bug.
It's a bug.
It's a bug, not a feature.
It's Friday, so it's like, peace out.
Yeah. Yvonne's mind is blown. I don't know if he's being sarcastic or not, but I have told people about this, and they are like, you got to be kidding me, really? And it's like, yeah, it's right there. It's just like, it's like three taps away. So anyhow, moving right along, because I know we're going to run out of time, because we always do. The next one is reposting using green screen. This is reaction. Okay.
Yeah.
And reactions are, it sounds so weird to say. It's like YouTube was built on reaction videos. But it's kind of true. Reaction videos have been a staple of many a social platform for a very long time. And as a creator, what you're able to do, and as a business, is, you know, and it doesn't have to be a bad reaction. You can green screen with somebody else's really great tip and collaborate with them, even if they're in the same space. You then are taking existing content and doing really honestly minimal input to build your audience in conjunction with somebody else.
Yeah, it's another great way to give them credit too.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So the green screen feature really is a TikTok thing. I'm not sure, honestly, if the Shorts app has that feature or not. If anybody knows, I mean, I could just look, but we'll just keep moving on. Okay, so let's go here. So let's talk a little bit about reposting with IG Reels. Anyone?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty similar to TikTok. You don't have to worry about that pesky overlay. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you could still use a video or a site where you could download the Instagram video. It's very important to tag them in said repost using that tagging feature. Mm-hmm. But in part and parcel, the setup of it is pretty similar to how you would repost on TikTok. The nice thing about Instagram Reels is that you can add more copy, if you will, or more of a mm-hmm. caption. So a little bit more color to what someone is actually watching. And you can decide whether or not you want to actually make that show up on your feed as well, which is mm-hmm. interesting. I would recommend adding it to your feed, but just make sure you crop your cover image so that way it looks nice and not like a person's thumb. I've seen that before where you're like, what? One thing I do like about Instagram Reels is that you get incredible reach over, let's say, a feed post on Instagram. Mm-hmm. IGTV is pretty much dead, I would say.
No, it's dead.
Yeah,
it's officially dead. It's like, going away.
Yeah. And I actually like using this feature when it comes to like taking content that's been reposted on YouTube and cutting it in such a way that you can put it on Instagram Reels. What about you, Sushita? I'm kind of going on here.
Yeah, I think it's more about like adding your own customization while reposting content. right?
Yeah, absolutely. No, those are great points. This is a great question, Dan. Does more copy help IG findability? Yes, yes, and yes, and yes. On every network, it does. One of the things that I would suggest, and you've probably seen this, is really kind of a LinkedIn thing, but I think a LinkedIn post, I don't want to say it's 5,000 words. It's pretty long, though.
Yeah, about that, yeah.
And you will see people, 5,000 characters. Mm-hmm. You will see people writing really long Instagram or LinkedIn posts. I would always suggest taking advantage of that content space, because fundamentally algorithms are going to be there. How else algorithmically, like, what are the signals in an algorithm that something can pick up on, right? It's going to be watch time, retention, engagement, right? And then in terms of searchability, they can't really search video in a sense, right? But it's the copy around it. So all of that's really super important. So, you know, I mean, I know you see some big creators that will, like, YouTubers, for example, that will have, like, I finally did it. Okay, but they've got 25 million subscribers and they get millions of views. It's a little different. And I'll actually talk about YouTube in a second, because this one's fun. But yes, more copy does help IG findability. One more pro tip on IG. This is something I think I had mentioned before. But I have a friend who is in contact with a real live human being at Instagram, which is highly unusual. And their marketing team actually has admitted from internal conversations that, yes, the way to get into organic findability right now on Instagram is to connect Instagram shopping using the shopping bag and promoting items for sale. And the reason is that they're moving more towards an e-commerce play as opposed to necessarily trying to go head to head with TikTok, because I don't think they're winning that battle right now.
Yeah, no.
So create a store, mm-hmm. Get a Printify or Printful account, slap your logo on a bunch of stuff, make some cool things, attach it to your Instagram account, test that out, give it a shot. Our old friend, Yash. Yashu now is far more educated than I am with an MBA, PMP, PSM, PSPO. Congratulations. Welcome back. Yash used to be a B back in the day.
Wow. When
he
was a student.
And now he was a teacher, and great to see that kind of stuff.
Love absolutely. Rock on.
Okay. The next one. And then we're going to have to wrap this up. I knew this was going to happen, but posting to YouTube Shorts. Now the one question, obviously, we've talked a lot about this, but with YouTube Shorts, and I want to really reinforce this heavily, YouTube is four algorithms, separate, codified, definitely completely separate algorithms, and a lot of people don't get this. Number one algorithm on YouTube is search, right? So the search bar at the top, that's one type of algorithm that you can find your way into. Related. So on the right-hand side of YouTube on a desktop experience is the related videos, right? So that's a completely different algorithm. And then there's recommended, which is effectively for you based on content that you've already watched. And then the fourth one is the Shorts algorithm, okay? There's a really great YouTuber, Dan Duran, if you're interested in this, which I think you are. The channel is called Film Booth, and he's run a number of tests on this and confirmed. He's actually done tests with new videos and new channels testing out, I want to go for search on this one, I want to be in recommended on this one, and this one's just going to be Shorts, okay? But here's the kind of, here's the key here. If you've got a YouTube channel, don't create a separate Shorts channel and have another channel. You see some people doing this, and that's fine if you're a very large creator, right? But you can use the YouTube Shorts algorithm to help boost your entire channel visibility. And if you're posting regularly with a focus on recommended, for example, or search, they will interplay together, right? They do kind of touch each other's total channel activity. So that's a really important tip for anybody that's looking to really optimize their YouTube experience. And I mean, cut your long form down into snackable clips and off you go.
Yeah, and don't forget to add tags. Please. Please.
Dancing at my phone. Film booth. Yes, he's great. He's really cool. Yes, and Shorts is, Dan's saying, here's another one. Shorts is really good for adding new subscribers, and you can get that visibility that you don't get out of everything else. All right. I feel like we've talked over, or not talked over Sachita, but Sachita, let's talk boosting strategy for a couple of minutes. And
I'm leaning in. I'm leaning in.
I'm just going to mute Stacey here. Well, there you go. Yeah.
No, I need Stacey when I am, you know, when I start with my boosting strategy, I always like reach out to Stacey. I ask her to share the content calendar with me, and I like take a couple of minutes to like go through the entire calendar, because I think it's very important to choose and pick your content that you're going to boost, and not just boosting everything and anything. So
that's right. Yeah. And sorry, I actually did mute Stacey there for real as a joke. You should have just been talking, Stacey. Just talk and say a bunch of stuff. Okay, anyways. Fun and games. I still have to do an automation tonight because this is Friday.
Ooh. Gross.
Well, no, I'm happy to do it.
No, you like doing automations, though.
I'm happy to do it. I'm just joking. Okay. yes. So the question is, so when you say that, you say three things and then say, I was just joking. And then you will confuse people as to which one of those three things was he joking about and which one was he serious about. And then just don't answer anybody if they ask.
So what were you talking about?
Okay. So let's get back on track here. So a boosting strategy, and that's an excellent point, Sachita. A couple of things I'd like to add to that is you'll see that boost button, right? Under no circumstances in the app, Facebook and Google do this a lot. And like, we've made your boosting experience even easier. Click this button and we'll boost it with all the parameters we think you should have in mind. Don't ever, ever, ever do that. I would liken that to asking a car salesman if you think you should buy the car, and why don't you just determine the price and I'll just pay it. Right? Don't ever use those automated tools. Honest to God, it's not a good thing to do.
Well, not only that, it's the platform too. Like there's so many, when you're boosting on like Facebook and Instagram, if it's a feed post, do I necessarily want that as a story being boosted? Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
No, yeah, please totally. Don't do that.
Totally. And here are a couple of things that Sachita said that are really excellent points. Number one, go through your content and understand, like, who am I trying to talk to here, right? Am I trying to talk to new moms? Am I trying to talk to grandmothers? Am I trying to talk to a millennial who has just started investing using a Wealthsimple account, for example, like a self-directed account? Really understand who you created that content for, and then create audiences and groups that you boost that content to. And if you really know your audience, create content specifically for those people, right? So in like Dan Duran's case, maybe he's looking for medium-sized businesses with IT teams between 10 and 14 that are overworked and stressed, and create a series of shorts or TikToks or whatever the format is. And you can then boost to that audience with the idea that they will share that content. Oh, my old friend Greg. How are you doing, Greg? Good to see you. Thanks so much. LinkedIn is fire today.
It is fire.
LinkedIn is fire, man. Actually, that was always the one I always thought, because I know people on Friday afternoon, especially if they're in an office, will like crack open LinkedIn on like Friday afternoon right at the end of the day. Greg is saying, I boost the post with the highest engagement and or conversions. Absolutely. I think that's a good way to start. The second part of this that I would say is, if you know where who that audience is, right? So who is reacting to that post, create that audience, boost to that audience, expand the audience. But here's the trick. If you can create content that is highly shareable, the share of all of the metrics, we'll use Facebook as the example, but it does not matter which social network you're talking about. The share is the number one jewel, except for YouTube, which is watch time. It's actually engagement, to be honest with you. On YouTube, it's not just watch time, it's engagement. So how long people stick around and watch through and then continue to watch your other videos. That is how YouTube, that's like the number one thing. But on a Facebook and on a TikTok, it is the share for obvious reasons. If you can get a post with shares, you can spend a $20 to $40 to $60 to $80 boost in progressive $20 tranches. What happens is you start getting enough shares, the organic algorithm will kick in during that time. And the paid algorithm will take a backseat, and it's like surfing. You catch a wave and that thing goes like gangbusters, right?
I would also say on Instagram, it's the save.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, you know, you might wonder, oh, like what's the real purpose of like other than saving content for myself if I'm going through the feed? But if you see a lot of people saving that content, it's valuable.
Yep. Yep. No, that's a, that's an excellent point. And yeah, Instagram doesn't really have the share, right? So there you go, which is, you know, who knows what would happen. I don't know, even know what Instagram is anymore, to be honest, but it's a lot of things at the moment. Anyhow. All right, everybody. It is 5:10 p.m. on a beautiful, sunny 32 degrees Celsius March day here in Ontario. No, I'm lying. It's terrible. It's all the terrible things you hear about, and it's going to continue to be winter for a little bit longer for us. But Greg, Yash, Dan, a whole bunch of other people that I'm probably missing, Pippa, the Courtney, April, Yvonne, Brandon, thanks so much for joining, everybody. We hope that you got some value out of this. We will be clipping these into shorter segments so you know, you can pull out the gems from that. But the one final thought I would have on this is continue to test social networks. They change all the time. And there are certain people that actually watch these algorithms. And if you find them on those networks, like Film Booth on YouTube is a great example. There are people that break down and analyze these things. So you necessarily don't have to, and you can take take that information, but you always have to be testing and trying these new little things. So with that, have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for joining us on Live at the Hive, episode 221. We will see you next week. Same bee time, same bee channel. Yes, Pippa is correct. We do. Yes, we do live north of the wall. Listen, that just breaks my heart because that was such a good show and that last season was just absolute trash.
Yeah.
I know. My heart still hurts and see a good show go down in flames like that. But anyhow, we could talk about that later. All right, everyone. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. Sachita, Stacy, thank you so much for joining this week. And we will talk to you all next week.
Take care.
Bye. Bye.